Loss is never easy, especially when it involves a beloved pet. Steve Maxim had just faced one of the hardest moments of his life. His dog, Rex, had passed away. He sat in the backyard staring at the empty doghouse, the memories flooding back. Rex was more than just a pet, he was family. That fluffy bundle of joy had been with them through thick and thin, always wagging his tail, always ready to brighten their day. How could he tell the kids? How could he process his own grief? Steve felt the weight of it all pressing down on him. In that heavy silence, he whispered a word, Papazo. It didn't make the pain disappear, but somehow it lightened the burden. Steve wasn't sure where the word came from. Maybe it was something he'd heard long ago, or perhaps it was just a sound that felt right in that moment, but it worked, Papazo. With that one word, Steve found a way to gather his strength. He walked into the house with a heavy heart but a clearer mind. He sat the kids down and gently explained what had happened. There were tears, of course, but there were also smiles. He shared stories about Rex, the time he stole a whole pizza off the counter, the way he always knew when someone needed a cuddle. And every time it felt like the sadness was too much to bear, Steve would say, Papazo. And somehow it helped. The kids began to say it too. It became their way of coping, their way of finding peace in the midst of sorrow. Papazo wasn't just a word, it was a beacon of light in their darkest moments. Sometimes all it takes is one word to make a difference, to change the way we see the world, to help us heal. For Steve and his family, Papazo became that word. So if you're ever in a moment of grief, remember this story. Maybe you'll find your own Papazo. And remember, healing starts with a single step, or in this case, a single word, Papazo.